Good afternoon. The time is 1 o'clock. And with WXPR News, I'm Jesse Dick. Today is Constitution Day, the anniversary of the signing and ratification of the U.S. Constitution in 1787. Our core document of government, the lead up to the signing of the document, was full of intrigue and even a rebellion. Dr. Gary Entz, who teaches history at Nicollet College, says after the American Revolution, the 13 colonies met as one governing body and started with a document called the Articles of Confederation, which didn't work out.
Well, there were a number of problems with the Articles of Confederation, but one of the problems was with the debt that the country had racked up during the Revolution. Mostly it was racked up by Eastern businessmen. And during this time period of the 1780s, they wanted everybody to pay the debt off. And so individual states started passing taxes on farmers in the western parts of states to pay off the debt of Eastern merchants. Farmers didn't like that too much, and so in western Pennsylvania, Daniel Shays in 1786 launched a rebellion.
That rebellion was put down with military force. That and other problems led to a feeling that a new governing document had to be written. After some curious work to get a majority of the states to pass the Constitution, it went into effect 231 years ago today. There's an extended interview with Dr. Gary Entz at WXPR.org. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board later this month will be considering amendments to the master plans of three popular recreation spots in the region. Ken Kroll has more.
September 26th, the board will consider approving changes in the plans for the Turtle Flambeau Flowage, Upper Wolf River State Fishery Area, and the Willow Flowage. Diane Brusso is a DNR chief planner. She outlines the proposed changes in the Upper Wolf River plan.
For the Upper Wolf River State Fishery Area, throughout this amendment process, we evaluated an opportunity to accommodate an ATV-UTV trail to serve as a connector between trails on the east and west side of the Wolf River. So this amendment is proposing to establish approximately a 0.25-mile ATV-UTV trail across the property. And this will be in the area of the State Highway 64 bridge.
There was some opposition to the trail from silent sports groups at earlier hearings. Brusso says they are also updating the land management classifications and maps. She says part of that is to expand the scenic resources management area along the Wolf and Hunting rivers on the property. On the Willow Flowage, Brusso says they're hoping to have two additional parking lots, one on the far southern portion of the property in the town of Nokomis and another on Willow Dam Road. On the Turtle Flambeau Flowage, a plan was to put an ATV route down a former logging road, but planners decided to hold off on an amendment at this time and wait until the next full master plan time arrives. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The 33rd Never Forgotten Honor Flight has left the Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee for a trip with 101 area veterans seeing the historic sites of Washington, D.C. Ken Kroll tells us more.
One of the highlights of the trip is to take veterans to the monuments to the conflicts they were involved in. Mike Thompson is the co-founder of the area's Never Forgotten Honor Flight. The flight is less than 2 hours. They stop first at the World War II Memorial. When they first started flying, the majority of veterans on the flight were from World War II, but that has changed.
Three World War II, 25 Korea, and 71 Vietnam veterans with us on this flight. So a good mix of all three generations of those wars, and it's good interaction with from the young to the old, and it's what the honor flight is really all about. Is a lot of veterans talking to one another, and a lot of people talking to the veterans.
The honor flight serves veterans in 13 counties, including Oneida, Vilas, Iron, Price, Langlade, Lincoln, and Central Wisconsin. After touring the monuments and the nation's capital, the veterans and their caregivers will return at 8:30 that evening. The public is invited to the airport to welcome them home. With this flight, more than 3,000 veterans have flown from central Wisconsin to Washington, D.C. The only criteria for veterans to qualify for an honor flight is to have served during the years listed on the application, regardless of where they served. More information is at neverforgottenhonorflight.com. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Looking at our forecast, partly sunny this afternoon and a high near 79 degrees. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with an overnight low around 51. Cooler for the rest of the week with a chance of showers Tuesday morning and a high near 65. Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers and a high near 62. Looks like a chance of showers Thursday, and highs should be in the 60s Thursday through Sunday. This is WXPR News. Stay with us. LJ Summers will be your host for Crossroads Cafe coming up next here on WXPR, Local Public Radio.